Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Trend Disaster Zeitz by Busta Rhymes. What an album.
Great album.
I am Jack. That over there is Miles. We were just listening to a mashup of Put Your Hands Where My Eyes Can See and...
Wonderful Christmas Time.
Simply having a wonderful Christmas time.
From the MF Doom Christmas album.
Yeah. Check that out. That's really cool. Let's see, what's trending? Oh, a little something called the World Cup.
Yeah.
El Copa Mundial.
Oh, wow. Or Coupe du Monde. Or Warudo Kappu in Japanese. Big things. Messi is going to be in a World Cup final yet again. So this might be his chance to finally seal the deal here and say, you know what? I fucking won it all. Because Cristiano Ronaldo was not able to say that, and that's why he was sobbing as he went down the tunnel. And then people were like, man, why are you crying? And it's like, dude, I'm sorry, people can fucking be upset emotionally when they lose out on something they've dreamed of their entire lives.
He had a weird crying face, but I love a cry, but his cry looked like he was laughing,
I don't know if we mentioned it, but Grant Wall, who's a journalist there, he passed away during the tournament like last week with symptoms that he said, like, he was coughing a lot and had bronchitis. And then another journalist, a photographer who worked for like a Qatari like newspaper, passed away. A lot of people have become conspiratorial because there's just not a lot of information. But I'm not sure what to make of what's going on there. But I think the one thing is a lot of people, like health experts, at least in like England and Australia, are like, yeah, be careful with your safety, maybe, because it was a massive, you know, event globally, just be conscious of your health. But I don't know. We'll see if anything bad comes out of that.
We're seeing people die mysteriously just from, you know, a global pandemic that we still don't understand the full ramifications of, just tore through the globe. So, you know, there's a lot of wild shit happening from a health perspective.
Yeah. I mean, that's what's so wild. It's like the second, like, the World Cup stuff started to be like, and then it could be a respiratory illness. You're like, I don't know. No, not right now. Not right now.
Right.
We're pretending one pandemic isn't happening right now. Let's don't throw more on the plate.
Yeah. Sam Bankman-Fried was arrested specifically for making political contributions under other people's names.
For that crime.
Possibly for making them with stolen money. He made the mistake of doing the crime that all the corporate protected people get away with, just doing it without the protection, you know, and being like sort of a scapegoat. So
you can't steal from rich white people. Don't you know? That's always the final straw.
Yeah.
You know, in your scam Rubicon. Like, once you've done that, the clock is starting to, you know, count down to when you're in trouble. But yeah, I think it was he like arrested in the Bahamas, right?
Yeah, he's. I mean, that's where he's
yeah,
been.
Yeah, they extradited from him
day one, which people were always like, "That seems weird."
I've been watching some of his like apology tour shit that he's been doing, or just like he's been very available to speak. I know we talked about that like sort of initially when FTX was collapsing, but he like is really out there being like, "I just don't know what happened." Like he's trying to make himself look bumbling.
Yeah,
and a lot of people who are observing that they're like, "I don't buy this shit." It's like he's just trying to fucking prepare for like a defense. He's like, "I didn't know I gotta run a multi-billion-dollar thing." Yeah. Sorry.
What?
Yeah, so we'll see. We'll see.
I just, the only quote I know from him is, I never went through a bed nets phase when he was talking about global philanthropy, which he was saying like dismissively of bed nets, the thing that saves millions of lives.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Anyway, his parents are both massive lawyers, so presumably.
Yeah, aren't they? I think their area of expertise, isn't it like regulation?
Seems like he would have an advantage, but also maybe it's a disadvantage because he keeps ignoring his lawyer's advice and being like, yeah, my lawyer told me not to speak to
sure,
the
mom.
New York Times. But maybe, yeah, maybe that's just like his, whatever, mom and dad.
It's the same way, you know, we talk about like how like a cop would be a good serial killer because you know how investigations work.
Yeah.
So you can kind of be a step ahead. It's like, yeah, man, if you're in a house full of people who know how to regulate and you had some, you know, darker aims. Yeah, you'd be like, yo, what y'all doing? Oh, wow, okay.
Mm.
Perfect the scam. But we'll see what happens, sir. Looks like a lot of people want you, you know, at least give some money back or to, I don't know, not be free. I don't know how that works over there in rich people law town.
Does seem like scapegoating, but it also seems like he's wrong. He's bad.
Yeah.
LeBron and Melo, their sons played each other last night.
Holy shit. So Bronny, we hear a lot about Bronny, LeBron's son. He's 18. He plays for Sierra Canyon. He just played the Kardashians and like Scott, like I think Scottie Pippen was there too, which is wild as shit to watch this shit go down. So Bronny and Bryce and Melo's son Keon, they all played each other, which is so fucking wild because I remember like I'm their age. I'm LeBron and Carmelo Anthony's age.
Right.
And I'm just thinking about like, yeah, man, you know, we're some young guys doing our thing. And I'm like, oh, okay, so we were drafted in 2003.
Right.
And now your kids are, you know, on the brink of going into college and they're also playing really well. The James brothers, they did better. I think
their team
Keon only scored like 8 points. Yeah, he only scored 8.
Yeah.
Bronny had like 15.
I don't know. The whole thing makes me feel like uncomfortable for them, but I don't, it seems like that's what they want.
Oh,
but man, it's a lot of eyes on them. Like, you know,
those kids are ruined.
Yeah.
I mean, I knew two kids whose parents were athletes. Man, when I tell you they couldn't run further from the sport their parent was known for playing, like, but these kids are embracing it. I hope. I mean, I don't know. Maybe they are really calm because they just feel like, what the fuck I'm gonna do? My dad's fucking LeBron James.
Have you heard of him?
Yeah. And I'm sure they grow up being like, oh, wow, your dad's LeBron. That maybe in your own mind, that does give you a little bit like, man, I need to really do my own shit. I have to make my own lane. But let's be real. There's just already outsized attention on you because LeBron dad.
It's like, well, why is Kim Kardashian there? Is it
because it's an event?
It's just
bro.
An event. OK.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, there might be some other connection, but Kardashians were in the building.
That's wild.
Yeah.
All right. Let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
And we're back. And the Avatar 2 review embargo has been lifted.
Oh, Avatar.
Avatar. Go home, Avatar, is what a couple reviewers are saying. Because, it's like very mixed. Is it? It's at a Metacritic 72, which...
That's not bad.
It's not bad at all. It's also based on some of the early reviews that we had heard.
It ain't 10 Piper's Pipe.
That's right.
You know,
there are some people who really hate it. And
I think before I know you've been excited, and I've said I want to go for merely the technical, like the experience of seeing it. First, the plot in the first one, you know, miss me with your neo-colonial bullshit.
Yeah,
like so. What are the worst reviews saying? Because I've. The only thing that would put me off if they're like, yo, it looks like straight shit. Right.
Yeah.
Then I'd be like, okay, then maybe that's a fuck up. If it's going to be like, I don't know, just middling character development, I'm like, a fool.
Yeah. For what all it's world, this is the lowest review from the Telegraph. For all its world building sprawl, The Way of the Water is a horizon narrowing experience, the sad sight of a great filmmaker reversing up a creative cul-de-sac. So I think it's just saying it's more of the same, which. I'm okay with.
Okay.
I mean, if it's more of the same, but also like visually pushes the envelope.
Where's your bar? Where's your bar? Where do you say, what things did the film have to achieve for you to say, I was great. That's all I wanted to.
So it's weird. This is kind of a singular movie like experience for me in the sense that the first movie I came out of and I was like, that was a masterpiece, and then it completely evaporated from my mind, and I think a lot of people's minds, like the first one did not have like much of a cultural imprint, even though it was seen by everybody, because I think it is like just such a, you kind of have to be there and have to like watch it in 3D, and it's like it kind of blurs the line between like a ride and a movie,
right?
Like, and I'm not saying that insultingly, because it really like pushed the fun of going to the movies in a wild new direction. So I guess it would just have to like kind of do that to me again in new ways.
Yeah. Oh, in new ways.
To not feel like I'm just watching the first one over again.
Yeah. I'm hoping for some real wild, like, cause the shots I remember from watching the first one was like when you're like, oh shit. Yeah, yeah. Like be like, yo, this mountain in the way or whatever.
Yeah.
If it gets me to physically move, then I think it's definitely hitting on the 3D part, because that's when you know you're kind of like, whoa, like when you actually start moving your head around to kind of get the full scale of the 3D.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just need to go whoa a couple times. And as long as it's like there's shit going on, I'll probably have all the dialogue tuned out of my mind, because, you know, let's face it, I'm not here for James Cameron dialogue.
I remember when I first saw Titanic, I was like, I couldn't get past the dialogue. I was like, that's not help anybody. It's not how people speak in reality. That's also not how people speak in movies. It feels like a child trying to write like how people speak in movies. There are some lines in Titanic that are real clunkers, and I definitely let it distract me from like that is a pretty great movie going experience. And you know, maybe he should get somebody to punch up his shit. But like the reviews, so that's the bad review. The AV Club gave it a 100, like an A+, which the AV Club is not usually the easiest of critics. So it's there's one negative review, 9 mixed reviews, 33 positive. So I think people had really high expectations coming in because some of the early word of mouth was maybe a little bit exaggerated, but the stuff that people are saying seems to be like that you kind of can't believe your eyes, and that's kind of what I go to an Avatar movie for, unless the content and plot.
Okay.
But I'm still going to see that shit.
Just make me go wild.
Yeah.
Just make me go wild, Jimmy.
Yeah. And you do go wild in movies. You'll do start trying to get the wave started, and
I go wow. Y'all see that? Sometimes you see me.
Yeah,
I'll stand up in the theater and point at the screen and look back. Go yo,
take off your glasses, look at them, and then put them back.
Hey,
on.
Switch. Hey, and I tap the person from. Hey, switch glasses with me. These shits ain't working. What? I said, give me your fucking glasses, man. Oh shit. Yeah, they don't like me in there.
Yeah. There is a new poll out that is saying that Trump's support is catering.
Catering? Wow.
Catering.
To whose needs?
Yeah, it's catering. They got a really good caterer to come through. They've got
Trump
some,
catering is actually the new fucking way.
Is cratering, rather.
Oh.
So 31% want the former president to run for president in 2024. 61% prefer some other Republican nominee. 61%.
Oh, 61. Okay.
31-61. And 2/3 of Republicans say they want DeSantis to run for president. So he's outdoing Trump.
61 don't want Trump. 67 want DeSantis.
Yes.
Is this from the Ron DeSantis campaign?
That's makes you think. Well, so here's the thing. It's not like internal polling. It seems to be an objective poll.
Sure, sure.
That said, Trump has never looked good in polling and has always ended up surprising people when it came to electoral things. They just like can't seem to get his people. So there's probably an overrepresentation of, you know, old school Republicans who are like, well,
yeah, there's a lot of headlines about how, like, you know, always, especially now that, like,
now more
than
ever,
movers and shakers in the party, like, they don't have the will to get Trump out, but they're secretly like, please just get, like, indicted so we can fucking move on.
Right.
And I think it goes, it just shows, like, it's just kind of truly the American ethos, which is like, oh, we don't want to do the work.
Yeah.
But can that just happen passively?
But we will stop intervening on his behalf to prevent him, to protect him.
It does feel like part of this, we're like, I don't know, dude. I don't know. That's what the polls fucking say, dude. I don't know if you want to fucking go or something. I don't know. But it's like up to you. Like, I wonder how many like mealy mouthed attempts there have been to be like, maybe fucking don't. But it always comes out of like, I don't know. Like, could be a tough landscape. I don't know if like, just like looking at the Senate, man. Da, 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 da. And he's like, yeah, fuck it. I'm on trial for my life.
I do feel like if once it's him versus DeSantis or another candidate, but it's probably him versus DeSantis, like that's where he'll thrive. Once it's like conflict driven and him just like going in.
100%. Because DeSantis, he ain't got chat.
No.
That mouth ain't doing nothing.
He doesn't have charisma or
no riz. Like
improv way Trump does.
He needs to go like watch some like deaf comedy jam tapes or something.
Yeah. I think for this to play out the way this poll is suggesting, Republicans would have to do a similar calculation to what Democrats did in 2020, where the person who polls better against Biden is who they go with because they take electability into account when they're making the decision. But that's not as potent with the Republican Party. Like Democrats, the Democratic base is just like MSNBC brained people who are like political strategists at heart, I feel like, in a lot of cases, you know.
Yeah.
Whereas I don't know, the Republicans, like they want to overthrow the government, so they're not going to be like doing
They just want 80s movies to be the baseline for culture again.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Like when you could say gay and it didn't fucking get you canceled, you know?
Thank you. So we'll see, but I don't know. I'm not putting that much stock.
If I had to bet, Trump is not, he's not backing out of this quietly. So if he ends up with the nomination, it's either going to be because the Republicans folded or he shredded their asses up on the way there. And they were like, oh, fuck, you're right.
Sorry.
I don't want smoke.
And finally, QAnon is trending again because Elon Musk is now promoting it.
Yeah, saying follow the rabbit, which is, again, their catchphrase. But I think more the reason I bring this up even as a trend is like I've been reading a lot of takes that I agree with. Like right now, it seems like Elon Musk is the worst thing for Trump right now because he is taking up all the own the lib oxygen
right
now. And Trump is like, be like, hey, over here, like. This thing. Whereas now everybody can't stop talking about Elon Musk. Oh,
right.
God, he did this. Oh, he fucking did that. Oh, he thinks this. And now the outrage machine is fully centered around him. And so that is an interesting fuel source that Trump is lacking right now, because that's usually the easiest way for him to stay relevant is like his weird takes. He says one thing and everyone's talking about it. And now like the only thing we're seeing are like updates about his legal troubles. And then like, and then he said something about the Constitution, but fucking Elon got flamed at the Chase Center.
Right.
So interesting. You know, like, is there enough lib own the libs oxygen to keep Trump's flame from being fully suffocated? I mean, there always will be, but that is a huge part of his presence, like in the culture, which is just not being occupied by this guy.
Yeah. And it's kind of amazing how easily someone with no charisma has been able to just come in and agree his way to this position by just being like, you're right.
Yeah.
All the crazy dumb shit you guys say, I agree with that. Everyone's like, wow. Yeah.
And people, there's like, and more people just hate fucking hyper wealthy people.
Yeah.
You know, there's just, and the people are coming around. Turns out you don't want to be like this asshole.
Yeah, I don't know. It'll be interesting to see, though, because I do feel like he also like has a lot of momentum, Elon Musk. Like a lot of people are coming together to hate him, but I also feel like there's also a lot of people who are, you know, backing him at this point.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's definitely the other billionaires who are like, what do we do? They're all mad at us. The fuck? I didn't even ask for this. Like my grandpa gave me this. Like, and now I'm bad. Like, fucking woke people are so fucked up. Like, that's honestly the distillation, I think, of these conversations with these people.
Yeah.
All these stupid fucking
wokeness.
Stupid fucking wokeness. You mean scrutiny on the source of your money and just general awareness around inequality? Yeah.
Right.
More on that later.
All right. Well, those are some of the things that are trending on this Tuesday, December 13th. We are back tomorrow with the whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Get the vaccine. Mm-hmm. Get the flu shot.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do nothing about white supremacy. Nah. We will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway.
And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.